From the time I was old enough to remember, I spent much time at the homes of both sets of my grandparents, who all lived within 20 miles. When I stayed with my father's parents, both in Floydite and at Lake Stamford, there was a photograph by the guest bed of a handsome young man in our country's uniform. It wasn't until I was in high school that I understood that this was my grandmother's brother, Edro, who never got to come home from World War II. My great-uncle Edro is my focus on this Memorial Day. Private Edro Singletary was born in February of 1918 to Clarence and Ada Singletary. He was reared with his two sisters and two brothers in Floyd County and I believe graduated high school in Brown County. Edro, a farm boy, was drafted into the U.S. Army on March 18, 1941 at Fort Sam Houston. This was a result of 1940's Burke-Wadsworth Act, the draft, and well before we were pulled into war in December of 1941 by Japan's aggression. Edro was placed in the 192nd Tank Battalion and was sent to the Philippines and engaged in the defense of such when the Japanese overwhelmed the islands in early January of 1942. Edro survived the brutal Bataan Death March and then, like so many others, treated as dogs or worse by the Japanese, died as a prisoner of war, a horrible death from malaria and dysentery. As with so many other patriots, Edro Singletary never saw Texas or the shores of this great country again. He's now buried at the American Military Cemetery at Manila, Lot F, Row 4, Grave 1. May we all remember. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.